the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, and also, you know what, still thinking about other people. He's giving back today. We got an auction item up for grabs. It's dinner for four. You and three of your friends are going to dine with the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Dave Tippett, Mark Spector will also be there. A Spec will fill up your wine glasses, maybe be your maitre d', whatever you need, have some fun with you. And you're going to have all this dinner at Vivo Ristorante, five-course meal, great wine pairings, everything else you like, so it'll be fantastic, and we're helping out Sports Central, and Dave joins us now. Dave, how you doing? Are you a wine connoisseur, Dave?
I don't mind a little glass of wine now and then. I wouldn't put myself in the connoisseur range, but nice evening out and talking some hockey would be enjoyable.
Oh, for sure. And I know the winners of this last year, you know, sent us an email just saying how it was great and they loved your candor. So, you know, pretty much any question they can ask. And obviously this will occur when the playoffs are over because you're currently in the bubble. So you might have some great tales to talk about of something that no one in the league has ever experienced, playing playoffs without fans.
Well, there's going to be some interesting stories coming out of here. That's for sure. It's a whole different look. It's interesting being around in the bubble, and you're seeing all the other teams. You know, it's a real interesting time. I've been in pro hockey, I think, for 35 years now, and this is a first. So it's interesting. It's exciting. You know, I like the opportunity that our team has, and like you say, I'm sure there's going to be some great stories come out of here about how things went down and life in the bubble.
Yeah, Dave, you know, we during the last few months, we did a segment called Story Time. We had a lot of, you know, former players in all sports come on and talk about their stories, and a lot of them turned out to be a lot of your ex-teammates from the Whalers, because there's so many of those guys that are coaching now. It's unreal how many of them. And, you know, they talk about how you were always a guy who, you know, even when you were playing, you were taking notes. It was just somebody who really thought the game well, and you were really good at kind of the, you know, tapping into the human side of players, and that skill set maybe now more than ever might be valuable because this is such an unknown thing for everyone.
Well, it is, and our team we've talked long about it, about the ability to focus on what the objectives are and just block all the and it's not good or bad, just block all the distractions or abnormal situations out. And it's just a big long road trip is the way we're looking at it, but you're right, it's you know, you have to have some long conversations, not just with your team but individual players, and you respect what players are going through between they're playing hockey in August, which most of them aren't used to, obviously, but then missing their families. I mean, the commitment they're making is something that you really got to stay in touch with. So we've talked about it a long time. I think our team's in a great spot mentally. I think they're enjoying being around together, and they've talked about the opportunity that's ahead of them. So hopefully our team's in a good mindset, and we can jump in here against Chicago and play well and see if we can go on a long playoff run and see where it takes us.
Dave, I'm not sure if you participated in the Athletics coaches poll. There was 20 coaches polled. They had a variety of questions, and one of them was like, you know, which coach would, you know, maybe be the most verbal, and John Tortorella was the unanimous winner in that. But there was a comment from one of your fellow coaches who said that Dave can be rather argumentative and will beat home his point to death with the officials. Is that accurate, Dave?
Well, you know what? I would say I'm a guy that I don't talk to the officials a lot, but when I do, I think I really have a point to make. And
okay.
So I'm a few and far between, but when I'm going to make a point, I really believe that I'm right, and I'm going to make sure I get my point across. So I always think that's the best way to go about it with those guys, because they don't want to be listening to somebody yapping at them all the time. But if you have a point or you think you've been wronged in some way, and you want to make sure you get your point across, save all your powder and make sure you make one big bang with it. And that's kind of the way I am.
Dave Tippa joins us, and that's fantastic, Dave. Now, also in this dinner, it's not just talking about being an NHL head coach. Of course, you played in the NHL for 12 seasons and then finished up in the IHL with the Houston Aeros, you know, playing with the Whalers and the Capitals and then the Canadian Olympic team. And, you know, you played with a lot of great players, played against a lot of great players. So you have a lot of stories, not just as a coach, but as a player and how the game's evolved. And the interesting thing last night for me in the rink, and, you know, to me, when you play junior hockey or whatever level, or even men's league, for goodness sakes, guys are always chirping. The difference is, at the NHL, you could never hear it. In an empty arena last night, like, you can hear, like, when Broberg blocked that shot, your whole bench is going crazy, and they're screaming, oh, ah, great job, Broberg. And then, you know, when some guys took cheap shots, the other team's yelling at them. Were you able on the bench last night to hear things even more clearly as a coach than you had before?
You know, I think you... When the game was on, it felt normal. But when the game was stopped and there's, you know, some yapping between the benches or somebody saying something to the referee, that's when you could really, things seem to amplify a little bit. So in the bustle of the game, it still feels like it's just, you know, the game's going so fast and stuff's moving so fast in front of the bench, that guys coming and going, that it seemed normal. But then when there's TV timeouts or things like that, some of the yapping that goes on the ice, you could. There was a few good chuckles last night because we always call it witty goon talk. You know, somebody calls somebody a name and they come back at them, so everybody has a good laugh at it. So there were some things like that last night that seemed to jump out a little more than they normally would.
Dave Tippett joins us. Dave, this is such a unique opportunity. You've talked about the mental state of your team, but also the physical side. You know, outside of Caleb Jones and Riley Shahan, who both maybe could be ready for Saturday, you know, lots of guys are more healthier. Like, Kyler Yamamoto was playing, but he had a bad ankle when he was playing. James Neal, yeah. Connor McDavid was a little bit tired. Just being a former player, the physical side of this playoffs, does that intrigue you that the game might even be faster than we've ever seen because 99% of the teams are healthier than they've ever been in a playoff
game? I think it's healthy and rested because you see the playoffs normally come along and you've got teams, you know, you've got usually six or eight teams that have battled to get in the playoffs, so they're banged up a little bit. Now they're battle tested, which is, there's a positive to that. But the other thing is they get in and there's some fatigue in them. Right now, everybody is rested. And we've been lucky. Our guys showed up back at camp. They put a real commitment in to staying in shape as best they could. And they've come back and they look great in camp and they're moving well. So our guys feel rested. There's some guys that you can tell that they're rejuvenated. And I think Connor is one of them. I've noticed Ethan Bear. Seems like he has that little jump back in a step that you could tell he was getting a little fatigued at the end of the year. Chris Russell has come back and looked really good in practices. So, and then the guys that were banged up a little bit, Yamamoto comes to mind. So I like the way our guys are coming back. We look fresh, and hopefully we can carry that into some success on the ice.
Dave, we just got a new bid in. Dallas from Saskatchewan is in at $3,500 for this great dinner. So if you want in, you can text in your bids at 10-12-60. It's four people for dinner with Dave Tippett and Mark Spector at Vivo Ristorante. Obviously, the dinner will occur after the playoffs, and, you know, there's no rush on a timeline on it. Dave makes it work for your schedule, and it's helping out the kids at Sports Central. Dave, with Chicago playing St. Louis coming up at the bottom of the hour, will you go to the rink to watch that game? Or, you know, do you just watch film? How does it work this close to playoffs?
I just walked in the arena. I'm standing outside the box, and I'm going to watch the game in and take notes. So I'll be here the whole game. Our whole staff will be here. Yeah, got to see what they got. They were in the building last night watching us, so we've got to make sure we're all hands on deck to see how they do tonight.
I know you're very astute at breaking down film, Dave. Do you get more out of film than the next day watching this game, or live, or is it a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both because you see the flow of the game when you're just sitting watching it, but then a lot of you can really break down the tactical part and the things that you want to make sure are in place, or maybe advantages or disadvantages and things that we want to show our team on video that will you break those down so you can really isolate certain points. But you see the flow of the game, you see the matchups, you see all different things that go on with the team when you watch them, you know, just watch them from the stands. So that's, you're trying to get both perspectives, make sure we're well prepared in both ends.
Dave Tippett joins us, head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Of course, playoffs begin Saturday, 1 o'clock, 11:30 is pregame show here on TSN 1260. Dave, you've coached in the playoffs a long time, dating back to your first year in Dallas, 2002, 2003. And I know you've always said in the regular season, hey, I worry more about what my team's doing, and I'm still going to do that in the playoffs. But historically, do you find, like, do you look for line matchups more or defense pairing matchups more in the playoffs when you know it's the same team every night than you would in the regular season?
Well, there's certain things you look for in a game, but you matchups are interesting. Matchups have changed over the years because it's, you know, all just about every team has a line that they feel like can play against any line on the other team. So matchups have changed a little bit. The defensive matchups still come into play a lot, but matchups can work both ways. You try to exploit something or you try to take something away from the other team. And some of it depends on the flow of the game. If you're down in a game and you know the other team wants to match a certain line, well, you can either leave them off the ice or you can play them. And you know, so there's different scenarios that come into play. I'm a guy that I really try to make sure our team, our players get what they need. And sometimes I get the matchups I want, sometimes I'll forego the matchup and say, you know what, my player, I'm just going to bet on him against your player, whoever you match up against them. So games, you know, I mean, you get in a series, obviously those little matchups come into play more and more. So, but I don't think there's matchups, but it's not like it was 20 years ago or 15 years ago where you had a hard checking line, you had a real grind line that maybe didn't play much as a fourth line. You got everybody can match up against anybody now, and that's the way most teams are built.
Dave Tippett joins us. Dave, would you want your players to watch the Chicago-St. Louis game today, or would you prefer it's a day off that they just get away from hockey?
You know what? It's a day off for them, but right now, the first 5 days, the players aren't allowed to come over and sit. There's an area for players to watch games when they're going on, but the first 5 days, they've limited. They don't want players around each other on different teams, so they may watch it on TV, but they won't be over here unless they're sneaking in the bubble somewhere. So, but we'll do a good. You know, we've watched quite a bit of tape on Chicago already, and we want to make sure that we're not just over, you know, slamming them one day. So we've prepared already. We'll do a little more from this game to see if there's anything different that we're seeing. But we'll be prepared. But again, just like you said, we've tried to prepare our team to win, and in doing that, you do some things that you know are geared to Chicago without maybe talking about Chicago, more things that we want to do. And so I like where we're at so far. We've got a couple more practices before we start, so hopefully we're ready to go Saturday.
Dave, are you a reader? Like, you're in the bubble now. You not get to go out. I know you've been living at there, so you just moved down a few floors. But at least when you were living there, you could go out walking, and now you can't. So did you bring in more books? Are you a reader? What are you going to do to pass your time while you're in the bubble?
You know, I'll read a little bit. I'll read a little bit. I'm more into to get away from hockey now and then. I'll either watch some TV or do a little reading on something, building something, whether it's motorcycles or something that I'm trying to tweak my mind with. But for the most part, right now, you know, we're just, it's all hockey all the time. And when you're in this business as long as I am, that's kind of enjoyable, actually. You're in the guts of it. It's an exciting time. So your mind has a hard time getting away from just what the task at hand is.
Dave, I know you explained that Philip Broberg played last night because Jones couldn't play, but also you wanted to give him an NHL game where Lagesson and Bouchard have at least experienced that. We saw the usual nerves in the first period, and then he got a lot better as the game went along. What did you know of Broberg before camp, and what's impressed you the most since you've seen him live?
You know what? I'd watched a lot of video of him since we drafted him, and so you know him a little bit. I've met him at the draft. But the thing that I'm most impressed about, he's a 19-year-old kid, but he's very mature. Understands the game very well. Really has a commitment. Wants to be an NHL player. That's why he was the one pushing to get over here. And it's funny, you know, early on the conversation was he was just going to come over for a couple of weeks. And when you talk to the kid, he goes, no, I was coming over here. I wanted to show you guys I could play. I wanted to be here. You know, so he came over. He's a mature kid. He's physically mature. And he's, he's come in and played very well. Like you say, last night you saw there were some jitters early in the first period. And that's the main reason why we wanted to play him, because I would rather have those jitters last night than if we get in a situation we have to use him in the playoffs. He understands the routine. He understands the speed that you're going to be going at, and the physicality, everything about the game a little better. So I was glad we got him that experience last night. He's still got a long way to go before he's, get himself up and going to speed to the league. But he's a young player with a great upside, and it's great to see him jump out and start. And the players, you can tell the players like a player when they're happy for him. Like last night after the game, they're happy for him that he got that first one in, even though it wasn't an exhibition game. They're happy for him to get going. So he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Dave Tippett joins us, head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Dave, I got a few more quick ones for you. Jujhar Khera, you saw him as a winger. Now you've had him as a centerman before the break. You got him as a centerman again. Now he's on the PK. Do you like him better down the middle or on the wing?
You know, he's done a pretty good job for us in the middle, and that trying to get a big, heavy line, trying to get those guys to play in the offensive zone with Neil and Chase on. JJ's a smart player. Down low on our end, he's really strong down there. We've kind of experimented with him around this year, and we've seemed to find a role for him there. Penalty killing, he's been a good penalty killer for us all year. Him and Nuge have done a good job together. So I don't mind him where he's at right now. We'll see where it goes as we move on here. But as of right now, we kind of like that line, and we'll see where we can get to.
And Gaetan Haas, you've talked about all year where you tried to find ways to get him more involved. And obviously with his brief injury to Riley Sheahan, well, we don't know yet if he's going to play on Saturday or not. But you look at Haas from the start of the year until now, and he's different than a rookie because he's older and he's played pro for so long, Dave. But what do you like about Haas's game, and maybe what do you see as the future for Gaetan Haas?
Well, you know what Hauser is, like you say, he's a little bit older than a rookie. When those players come over from Europe, there's a learning curve they have to, they play on the big ice over there. There's just a learning curve about the differences between the NHL and that. And last year, it took them some time, and I actually had this conversation with Nygaard the other day where both of them look more confident this year. Him and Haas have come over, they come in, they just know what to expect, they know the routine, and they just worry about playing, and they look more confident. And that's where Hauser is. Hauser is a really smart player. He's a really smart player, strong positionally. He's not big in stature, but he makes up for it in positioning. So we'll see. He's a guy that I think we can get him more involved in our penalty kill, because of the smart. He's a right-handed centerman. I expect a year in the league to get experience as a centerman, especially a right-hander. He'll be better this year. So we'll see where he can get to. But he's a smart player, well-liked in the room and everything, and fits in well with our team right now.
And, Dave, it's the question that if my listeners will kill me if I don't ask you. So it's the one right now. It's a great position for a coach to be in when you got two goalies battling. Mike Smith said, hey, we both want to play, obviously. They didn't make it any easier for you, I wouldn't think, last night, as both of them looked really sharp. You've hinted that you expect them both to play at some point. So how much goes into who's the starter for game one in your eyes? Like, is it a 51-49? Like, it's that close? And does it matter to you?
Yeah. Well, like I said last night, they made my decision easy in one sense that you're not going to make a wrong decision because you have confidence in both of them. But that being said, they both want to play, you know. So we'll get through tomorrow's practice. Our staff will sit down, especially Schwartzy, and we'll talk about it. We've already had some meetings with both of them, and, they understand the situation. So we'll just keep pushing along. But like you say, they both played very well last night, and whoever starts game one will give us a good chance to win.
Dave, thanks for this, and more importantly, thanks for helping out Sports Central. We do have currently our top bidder asked if you're willing to give mustache growing tips at dinner. Is that a question that he can ask you?
Yeah, it's been a while since I had that, but I had it for a long time when I was playing, so we can put that on the menu.
All right, awesome. Dave, thanks so much. Enjoy the Chicago-St. Louis game, and best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, thanks very much. Thanks very much for supporting a good cause there. Sports Central does a great job, so thanks very much for that. Appreciate it.